Going to begin the hour by throwing the spotlight on one of the most iconic locations and venues here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Cat's Cradle in downtown Carrboro has been celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. They are doing it in a big way this weekend and next with six nights of incredible shows, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this weekend, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next weekend as we get into 2020. Frank Heath is the man behind Cat's Cradle, and he joins us here now in the studio to celebrate 50 years and look ahead at these cool shows coming up this weekend and next. Frank, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us about the shows. How did it all come together?
Well, we'd been eyeing this year as the 50th anniversary for a while, not really knowing that we'd make it this far, but and then it came down to it, and it was really busy most of the year, so we didn't get around to scheduling a lot of activity around the 50th until a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So Derek Powers, who's been longtime manager at the Cradle and has helped with booking for years, started just gauging interest among bands around the from mostly local groups to about playing, and just the response was overwhelming in terms of like people just saying sure, we'll do it, to the point where we went from expecting that we were going to have one or two nights of music to pretty much overnight having enough bands respond that we wanted to make it a larger event. And so it eventually spread over six nights, which is kind of crazy because not what we had in mind, but it's like almost six times as good. So nothing to complain about there.
That's awesome.
And so bands have just been, really excited, and the community's been excited about having it. So,
and I mean, we were talking before we started, just the response, not just the overwhelming response, but the rapidness of it, and like all of this kind of scheduled fairly quickly, and every band that you reached out to, oh yes, I want to do this, and that really speaks to just how, not just iconic, but how popular the Cradle is as a venue. What is your take on that? Why is it that this particular location is like stands out, not just for music lovers, but for bands as well?
Well, I mean, I always have attributed a lot of the popularity of Cat's Cradle to our location, of being in this wonderful town or towns, as close to UNC as we are, and the unavoidable fact that we've been here around for a long time and have gotten to know musicians and people who come to concerts over the years very well, and so there's just a lot of connections and community support because of it being a common talking point for a lot of people, the music and what they've seen at the Cradle, and the bands that have come through from other places, and the various things that bring people together in the space, I think.
Mm-hmm. December 27th, 28th, 29th, that's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then next weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of January, also Friday through Sunday. So I know I can't run down the full list of every single artist that's going to be on stage, but who are some of the highlights?
So, there's some of the bigger name bands from around this area that a lot of people may have heard of, like Southern Culture on the Skids, Superchunk, Tift Merritt, and let's see who else, the Mayflies USA, which is they'll be sort of a reuniting show. They play shows now and then, but, and then you go down the list, and it's a lot of who's who's from the 80s, 90s. Dex Romweber is playing. Mm-hmm. Violet Bell, who's a current act that's sort of moving up the ladder, is coming. And let's see, Mandolin Orange. mm-hmm. which is, you know, one of the bigger bands.
They're doing
the
okay. Yeah.
yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with Frank Heath again, catscradle.com, the website for more information on the Cradle and all six nights of shows as they celebrate their 50th anniversary. You can get tickets for all of them still now. Imagine they'll be going fast. So this is celebrating 50 years of the Cradle, but you've been such a central part of it for so long. Tell us your story. How was it that you came to be with the Cradle in the first place?
Well, the actual final connection was sort of random in that the club had closed down in the summer of 1986, mm-hmm. which happened, probably not coincidentally, happened to be the summer when the drinking age rose from, I think it was from 19 to 21 at the end of the summer. And so... and the previous owner, David Robert, had been running the club for 10 years, which seemed like a long time at the time. If you didn't fast forward 27 years to now, which is how long I've been running it. Mm. So I was approached by a friend who, you know, knew that I was a big music fan, and he didn't have any money, and I had a little bit of money, and we... And so he convinced me to invest in purchasing Cat's Cradle, and then we took it over without having any really real experience about how to run a business or anything like that. And by just out of luck and having some connections with bands, we were able to start, you know, bringing in shows and not exactly making money, but keeping the place open. And, you know, fast forward, it just sort of churned along for many, many years. And as, you know, out of, I guess, good luck, we've just been able to keep it open and keep progressing ever since then and through several location changes.
What have been some of your most memorable nights?
I was thinking about that the other day. Some of the most memorable shows for me are shows where... we have a local group who's started out playing at the Cradle, and they're sort of taking a big step, you know, like it's their next album or first album or their second album's coming out, and their audience is widening, and you know, we get a big bump in sales, and mm-hmm. everybody's really excited about the show. So, for example, this past year we had a group called Chatham Rabbits, mm-hmm. that I guess they're from Chatham County somewhere,
yeah,
but close by, and they had played once before, and then we put tickets on sale for this show, and it sold out the back room, which is we have two venues mm-hmm. side by side now, pretty quickly, and so we decided to move the show up to the main room, and then that show almost sold out, so it went from, you know, selling 200 tickets in the back room to I think 600 total, and it was a big, you know, it was a big surprise for everyone, but a pleasant surprise, and you know, not outside of the realm. And then, and we've had similar things like that with Sylvan Esso, Southern Culture on the Skids way back when their album came out once, and you just feel, you know, you feel like you're a part of the development of the band when you see the. Especially with people that you know, people that are local and that you've sort of had a rapport with, and so that's an exciting type of show. And then, of course, we've been able to also bring in some performers that are personal favorites. Steve Forward is one of my favorites. He's been through many times. Got a chance to have Joan Baez, David Byrne,
awesome
people like that. So. You know, it's been a fun ride, definitely.
We were trying to come up with different ways of asking, like, what's the best band or what's the worst band that's ever played at the Cradle? I'm not going to ask what the worst band is. Who left the messiest green room?
Well, thankfully, I no longer am the first person in the green room. So I'm not sure if I can answer that truthfully or conclusively. And again, I think some of the messiest bands are the local bands who aren't, you know, on tour and are not accustomed to the bands that are on tour tend to take everything that's in there and stick it on their bus or their van. So it's sort of like the Grinch scene where he comes and grabs the last crumb. So they don't usually leave the messiest dressing room. Once in a while, if they're really spoiled and rich, they'll leave everything in a big pile. But so the biggest messes tend to be at the shows such as the ones we have coming up, where there's a whole bunch of different bands going in and out and leaving half full, half drunk beers and just, you know, stuff on the floor. Anyway, but I'm not going to name names because it's, you know, not polite.
They know who they are, right?
Yeah.
At least
yes,
they should,
some
right?
of them will be playing in the next 2 weeks.
Speaking with Frank Heath again, catscradle.com for more info on the venue. And again, talking about the 50th anniversary, six nights of shows this weekend and next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Both weekends. And you're talking about kind of being a part of individual bands kind of coming up and making it big. You've also been, and the Cradle has been a part of the Chapel Hill music scene in general coming up and making it big. So how has the scene changed in the last 30 plus years?
I think it's definitely grown and it's morphed into a much more complex and just a greater variety of music and a lot more really good musicians and creative people in the area, and a big part of the reason why it's grand is because the Triangle has become a lot more one big scene, as you would put it, but with so many small parts that may or may not touch each other, but still the creativity that's sort of generated by all of these colleges and all the, you know, just the all the people that live here is pretty amazing. And so when I took over in 1986 and 87, there was a lot of really good bands. I mean, so it hasn't been a, you know, like a magical rocket lift off. It's been very gradual, and you know, ironically, some of the bands that were around then are still playing. Not ironically, but amazingly, I guess. Zen Frisbee, Southern Culture and the Skids, Dex Romweber, people that are playing this week, Michael Rank. So
Connells just did a show too, didn't they?
Connells, yeah, they sure did. They were great.
Yeah.
Billy Warden and the Floating Children were around then. So, and they're another band that's playing next, on Sunday, the 29th. So,
awesome.
The event. So, I think it's just, it's also, gotten more diverse. The rise of hip hop and electronic music and people using computers to generate what they're doing has made it so that a lot more individuals have access to creating music, an on-ramp to it. So it's made it a lot more accessible to be a musician or to be a performer or a creator. So that just naturally has brought out a lot more different styles.
How about the local arts community in general? How have you seen that changed, and how should that continue to grow?
I think people are recognizing this area as, you know, as being a arts hub, and so that brings in more people from outside. More, you know, bands move here, for example. It brings in more money to help foster artists, and a lot more innovation because of the artists are actually, a lot of artists are involved in the thinking about what's going to, you know, how the infrastructure is going to evolve, and the and there's a ton more just available spaces and venues than there have been over the years. I mean, every every year, every week, there seems to be more opportunities. So, you know, the more that there is, the better chance there is that good performances and good art's going to come out of the area.
Speaking with Frank Heath again, catscradle.com, the website. 50th anniversary shows this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well, with huge lineups all six nights. Definitely head to the website and check it out. So this weekend and next, obviously the celebration is of the last 50 years for the Cradle, but as we get into 2020, we're also looking ahead to the future as well. So what is the future of the Cradle hold? I know there's renovations planned for the building in downtown Carrboro. So what are your plans for the future?
Oh, well, as with the past, our plans always take twists and turns. And so the Cradle's future probably won't look like what, you know, I'm sitting here telling you it might look like right now. So I wouldn't put too much stock in that, but I think that we've had a great location in Carrboro, and with the addition of Cat's Cradle Back Room, where smaller bands play because it's a smaller space, we're able to, you know, develop more and more connections and artists, and so it feels like something that's always expanding in terms of like our reach and what we're trying to do with shows and bands. And, you know, what we do with the Cradle is we try to keep up with whatever the latest in technology and lighting and sound, and it never ceases to amaze me how much people can change things on a year-to-year basis. Mm-hmm. So we have our hands full just trying to juggle all of the latest phrases and technologies and so on, and pay for that stuff. But we're always also, you know, just trying to, we have to compete with other venues, and we have to, do our best to support the local musicians and their and the band. So I think the main thing for us is just, you know, it's sort of like being a quarterback in football. You have to keep your head up and know what's going on around you at all times, and it's
audible accordingly.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But you have to remain alert.
Yeah, you do a great job. Again, catscradle.com, the website for more information on the Cradle in general. Again, upcoming shows this weekend and next to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Speaking with Frank Heath, and we got to wrap up, but other things that people ought to know about, not just this weekend and next, but other things that are coming up for you in the Cradle in the next couple of weeks, next year, beyond?
Well, I really am sort of focused just on this couple of weeks because it's so many bands. But and I'm really excited about I'm excited about every one of these bands and every one of these shows. But there's a one night that Derek has dubbed Reunion Night, where there are a bunch of bands playing that haven't done shows in many years, and so that one is Saturday, the 4th, the Flying Mice Reunion, the Mayflies USA, What Peggy Wants, the Popes, which is a Popes tribute because two of those band members are no longer with us. Mm-hmm. Sorry About Dresden, which is another great band from the, I guess they started out in the 90s, and the White Octave. So that one's gonna be really fun. Then after we do get through with the show, we've got His Golden Messenger, which mm-hmm. is another really great area act, playing the following weekend on January 10th and 11th, that I'm excited about. And I'm also excited that we have a couple of special guests that haven't been announced that are gonna be joining this 6-day celebration. So You know, everybody needs to buy a ticket for every night just to make sure they don't miss that.
Can you get like a 6-night package ticket?
Or we had 6-night tickets on sale, but they are now, after a week, they've gone off sale.
Oh, they're gone, yeah.
So, yeah, if you came up and begged or twisted someone's arm, you might be able to find one on Friday, though. So, before the whole thing starts.
Yeah.
But there's music's going to be starting on Friday the 27th. At really early.
Early, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because we have 7 or 8 bands each night.
Yep.
Starting at 6:00.
Yeah.
Or, 6:30, yeah. Doors
awesome.
Open at 6. And Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, who one of the members of Ellis Dyson, Danny, is a Cradle employee, so we're excited about having him up there first to kick things off. But they're a great band that sort of melds the old and the new and plays sort of old-time music. Ragtime, but they're incredibly fun.
We've had them here in the studio. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Love their stuff.
Yep.
Awesome. Again, catscradle.com, the website. Go there, find out more, get tickets for all of these shows beginning this Friday, the 27th, continuing Saturday, Sunday, and then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, first weekend of 2020. Frank Heath, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure thing. It's great to see you.